Today is day 17 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. This week, which is the final week of our three-week fast, we're going to be asking God to help us bring the hope of Jesus to everyone around us as we experience the fullness of his love and goodness in our lives. Together, we'll read scripture, reflect on what God is showing us, and pray. Today, we'll look at what it means to be generous with our lives. Jeremiah 29 verse 7 says, "Do good things for the city I sent you to. Pray to the Lord for the city you are living in, because if there is peace in that city, you will have peace also." Did you know that you live in your neighborhood because the Lord has sent you to live there? You're not there by accident. You're there by appointment. Your home isn't merely a place to sleep and retreat from the world. It's the place God wants to use to start a renewal movement in your community, to bring the hope and peace and freedom of the gospel to those who need it. The Bible tells us that God desires that none should perish, that everyone would come to repentance and receive him, and that includes your neighbors. He wants to see your neighborhood renewed and wants you to join him in that mission by living generously and walking humbly. A great way to start this work is to find ways to serve and love on your neighbors. So today, how can you bless the person who lives right next to you? How can you pray for them? Let's go out today in Jesus' name and find one way we can serve our neighbors. Lord, I pray for my city. There are countless people who are far from you, people who haven't heard of your mercy and grace. I think about my own neighbors, the very people you have sent me to live with and minister to. Please bring revival and renewal to their homes, and by your grace, would you use me to lead them to you? In Jesus' name, amen.